Joining us, we have Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. We're reaching the final stretch of the end of the legislative session. We're about three-fourths of the way through. Ivan, give us an overview of things that are still pending.
They still have to take final votes on the budget. There's a couple of bills regarding education. One is the annual School Finance Act, which appropriates funding for public schools. And then there's a separate bill called the Student Success Act that seeks to implement some of the reforms that were tied to the $1 billion tax increase that failed in November. And lawmakers are still trying to figure out what to do with all of the pot revenue that's coming in and how they'll be able to spend it and basically what would be the plan with that going forward.
And Charles, specifically with the education package Ivan just mentioned, it seems like lawmakers have really scaled back some of their visions for that when they're hearing from school districts that they don't want more mandates from the legislature when they've had a lot of budget cuts over the years.
Well, this is where the politics comes into play. Right now, because of the recession, they've had to cut education, K-12 education, by about $1 billion, I think, over the last 4 or 5 years. And so there's this thing they call the negative factor, which is where they were able to find a way to cut K-12 education in the recession. And so now the school districts around the state are wanting to have that money back based on Colorado law, different interpretations of what Colorado law is. Democrats started out with the $80 million you're going to put back to that. Then that went up to $100 million, and now it's at $110 million. But the Republicans are somewhat using it as a political tool to say, oh, you know, we're the big education people, and we want more to pay back that negative factor. And so there's arguments back and forth and accusations of using it for politics on both sides of the aisle.
What's really surprising here is that what Charles was mentioning about both parties playing politics with this issue, because that never happens here. This is actually the first year that that has actually happened. So that's kind of been a surprise.
And I know lawmakers on the budget committee talking about the pot revenues, they expect, you know, whether it's politics or just differing priorities, that's going to be a heated debate. It's about $20 million, which doesn't sound like a lot when you look at the overall state budget, but there's going to be a lot of people who want that money for various things within the purview of marijuana.
What they're trying to figure out now is really trying to get a good estimate of how much tax revenue is going to come in, because it's been kind of a moving target. And they're also trying to figure out how much money they could actually spend. What they're trying to look at is waiting a year after the revenue actually comes in so that they're actually spending the money that they have, sort of like how they do with gambling taxes.
Yeah, on the pot money, I mean, the governor's already laid down his plan for how that money should go. And because of complicated budget stuff that's too long for radio listeners to even care about, much less us, it's become kind of a cluster. Nobody thought about it when they had the amendment on the ballot last year to impose the taxes to make them Tabor exempt. And so partly what's happening is that it's going to come up against what is called a Tabor cap. And so the fear is that some of the money will have to be put back to the taxpayers, which kind of defeats the purpose of, you know, having the tax in the first place, to pay for the impacts of marijuana.
The Joint Budget Committee will introduce a bill that kind of outlines how this money should be spent. So we'll get a clearer picture fairly soon of what's going to happen with this new revenue.
Thanks. That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press, Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.